Hi, thank you for calling Omax. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Hi, I was calling to place an order.
Okay, one moment. Have you placed an order with us before?
I have the credit card that was used is no longer good though.
Okay, one moment. And what is your email address, please?
Oh, I don't have one right now that I'm using.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Joanne O'Donnell.
How are you spelling Joanne? I know you can spell it several ways.
Yeah, Joann.
And your last name?
Odonnell. O'Donnell.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, and I'm searching for the for your account. You said Joanne O'Donnell. Odonnell.
Yes.
One moment. Okay, I have a James O'Donnell, but not a Joanne.
It might be
One.
under my husband's name.
What's your husband's name?
James.
Oh, okay. So it's probably under James.
It's
Is it
James.
James J. O'Donnell?
Not a W. So it wouldn't be him then.
So it's not him. What's your address?
2505 Pocatee Drive, Murray.
Okay. All right. No, it's not him. Hold on for one moment. And I'm still searching. One moment. What was the product that you ordered before?
The Omax 3.
I can't find you in our system. Have you ordered online? Have you ordered with a representative before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Let's see. You said you don't have an email address.
No. Well, I have them, but I'm not using it.
Have you used it before when you've placed an order?
No, I didn't.
Okay. One moment. Okay, allow me to place you on a brief hold because I may have to go a different route to place an order for you. One moment. Okay, and you said the, what is the name of the product again that you wish to order?
Omax 3.
Omax 3. Okay, one moment. And I'm looking for that in our directory. Okay, let's see. Omax 3 Omega Supplement, is that the product?
Yeah, Omega 3 Supplement.
Okay, one moment. And would you happen to have like a previous order number or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you placed an order?
Oh, it's been a while back. Let me see. I might have an order number, though. I think I threw the paper away. Oh, wait. Maybe this is it. Here it is. Okay. I do have this, the old order. It's under export, PA, but...
It's under what?
Export, instead of Murraysville. Shipped to...
What's...
The order number, though, let's see. The order date was 4/10/21. And I don't know if there was one after that. This is an old one here. Do you need anything, any information? I have an order ID.
Okay, one moment. Okay, you said you have an old order ID number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and what's that number?
Okay, order ID is, oh, it's a long one. It's 1499443-238749.
Okay, no, that wouldn't help. I'm sorry. One moment.
Okay.
Not meaning to cut you off. Okay, I think what I'll do, because I can't find the order, can you be reached at the phone number you're calling in from? Let's see. I have 724-325-2202.
Yes.
Okay, and your name is Joanne O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, and you want to order the Omax 3.
Yeah.
724-325-2202.
New order for me?
And see, it won't let me in the system, but hold on. Let's see. One moment. Just not finding the customer, and I don't want to make an error placing the order, so I'm going to reach out to my supervisor, and then I'll give you a call right back.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling Omax.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.